The Iraqi Ministry of Human Rights on Sunday announced that they spotted what they described as violations and operations of mass rape against women in the border city of Qaim in the western Anbar province, where most of women were from the Izadi minority. The ministry said in a statement that some houses located on the outskirts of Qaim abandoned by its owners after an assault by the ISIL militants. It also adds that a large number of women have been abducted and raped.
We do have accurate information that women are being transferred from Mosul to Raqqa, then to Deir ez-Zor, then back to Iraq, as they are being sold. One of the Izadi activists bought two women in Fallujah and set them free. We as a ministry interviewed them and got some information about the crimes that ISIL is committing against this minority.
The ministry also noted that the terrorist group has imposed a law on the people, saying that if they refuse to marry the terrorists, they will be killed.
Today I saw atrocities cross many red lines, such as the barbaric actions against the minorities such as Izadis, Christians, Turkmen, Shias and Sunnis. I think what is happening in Qaim and what happened earlier in Sinjar should pressure the international community to take a firm action towards this group.
The terrorist group has also formed a women's police to watch the abducted women and force them to do what they say. This police team is headed by the wife of one of the terrorists and includes women from foreign countries. Moreover, ISIL continues to sell women and children to get money in return.
The abducted Izadi women continue to suffer amid international silence. Iraq's human rights ministry and the country's political parties are calling the international community to take a firm stand on this matter, for the lives of 600 women is now on the line. Rehshan Saglam, Press TV, Baghdad.